Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of The Podcast Report. My name is Cliff Ravenscraft from PodcastAnswerMan.com and your host for this show. This, my friends, is the podcast that is here to help you get the most value out of the podcasting track of Blog World and New Media Expo. That's right, my friends, and in 5 days, we will be in New York City together. At least I hope to see you in New York City. In 5 days from when I'm recording this episode, I'm recording this on Thursday, May 31st, 2012. But because of the powers that be, I have agreed to stick to a regular schedule, and I'll be publishing this thing to go out on Friday, June 1st. So that I don't get into any kind of trouble. Actually, I haven't gotten into any trouble, but they are trying to kind of schedule things, I guess. You know, there's so much more business than I am when it comes to the scheduling, the release of content on blogs and podcasts, which is a good thing. It's a good strategy. I'm very happy for it. But it is kind of weird because for me, I'm like, you know, hey, I recorded this episode. Let's put it out there. So that's my style. But anyway, it is what it is. 5 days away, my friends. I am so excited. I am looking forward to it. I have this thing called the Podcast Mastermind, which is, you can just go to podcastmastermind.com if you want to learn more about it. But anyway, I have this thing called the Podcast Mastermind, and I'm so excited. We're going to have 15 members of the Podcast Mastermind there who almost all of them will be meeting each other face to face for the very first time in New York City because of Blog World. And I'm so delighted about that. Not to mention the fact that we have 54 podcasters. We're talking seasoned podcasters who know their stuff, who have experienced a lot of amazing things in their individual podcasting journeys. 54 podcasters bringing their experience to the podcasting panels for the podcasting track of Blog World and New Media Expo starting next week. It's just in 5 days. I am super pumped. And I have no idea. I mean, I know that all of the podcast panelists out there have sizable audiences. And I would hope that they've been out there, that you guys have been promoting the podcasting track for Blog World and New Media Expo. I can't wait to see how many people show up. I mean, from the podcasting community, because that has been a major goal for Blog World and New Media Expo. As a matter of fact, you know, I say at the front of the show that this is the podcast to help you get the most value out of the podcasting track of Blog World and New Media Expo. And if you go back to episode number one, you'll recall in an interview that I did with the CEO and co-founder of Blog World, Rick Calvert, that they're actually changing the name of this conference because, well, for far too long, many people only thought this was Blog World. I still am doing this. I shorten the name. It's actually Blog World and New Media Expo. It has always been Blog World and New Media Expo, but so many people just call it Blog World and have had this feeling that the focus here is just on blogging. And that's all, the focus has not changed, but the perception of that is about to change. And certainly, as you can tell through the, you know, now that we're here in the 9th episode of the Podcast Report, you can tell that we're serious about bringing podcasters to speak about their experience about podcasting for the podcasting community and for those who want to become podcasters. This, my friends, is going to be an amazing event and you don't want to miss out on it. Hey, today I am going to be bringing to you several pre-recorded interviews that I did with Rob Greenlee, Daniel J. Lewis, T. Morris, Pip Ballantyne, David Barr Kirtley. And one thing that you're going to get out of this episode is the wide diversity, the range of different portions of the podcasting community that are going to be represented at Blog World. You know, some of you, I don't even know what category I fit into. I am I a tech podcaster? I guess you could say I am. Am I a family and, you know, a family oriented family show podcaster? I guess I am. I fit into that category. Am I a podcaster that is in the entertainment industry, such as movies, TVs, and books? Absolutely. I've done podcasts related to all of that stuff. I'm even a faith podcaster. I have a podcast over at encouragingothersthroughchrist.com. I'm a business podcaster, internet marketing podcaster. I fit into so many of these different categories. But here's the thing. Here is my challenge. You know, I have had quite a few circles that I run into, you know, different various portions of the podcast, or segments, I guess we can call them, segments of the podcasting community. But you know what? There are so many different segments of the podcasting community that I have no experience in. I have literally zero experience in, and almost no relationship outside of just acquaintances or just knowing of or hearing of people. And that was one of my concerns as the podcasting track leader for Blog World when I in New Media Expo, when I took this on, was, you know, am I going to be able to reach out and bring in people from the comedy podcasters, you know, the women podcasters, the people who do creative stuff like books and audio narration and all of these. I mean, there are so many different aspects of the podcasting community, and I wanted to make sure that if I came in, I didn't just bring in my friends, my network, my circle, but I wanted to be fair and bring in, I wanted this conference. And obviously it was the vision of the Blog World staff as well, and they knew that I would do my best to pull this off, but to bring in various people from all of the different segments of the podcasting community. And one of the things that you'll find out here in this episode is just how diverse the content that is coming to the podcasting track next week at Blog World. So without any further ado, I am just going to jump right into these interviews, one right after another. In fact, here's the first interview with Rob Greenlee of Zune, or AKA the Microsoft side of podcasting. All right, my friends, I am on the line with Rob Greenlee from Zune.net, or Microsoft, the other podcast directory out there. Rob, I am so glad to have you on the podcast report.
Cliff, it's great to be here, and I'm excited to talk about podcasting.
Talking about podcasts, now obviously I know a bit about who you are. You and I have had some extended conversations around the world of podcasting over the years. But for those who may not be familiar with Rob Greenlee as I am, please tell everyone a little bit about yourself and where you fit into the podcasting space.
Well, I've been working at a small company in Redmond, Washington called Microsoft since 2007, running the Zune podcast marketplace experience on Windows Phone and Zune devices and Windows Media Center from adding podcasts to working with podcast features and things like that. My history goes way back to very early days of really even before podcasting. You know, I started doing a radio show called Web Talk Radio back in 1999 that was live on the radio, and I took my show online back in about 2001 and built massive online syndication through broadcast radio and online distribution, and launched the very first podcast that was of a broadcast radio show. So that's really my roots in podcasting, is going way back to the broadcast radio side of things, and then migrating to the web and the internet, and really got the job at Zune to help build that platform for podcasters, and it was a great opportunity for me from a career perspective. So that's really kind of a brief history on my lead up in the whole podcast area.
Excellent. And so with the Zune, obviously the Zune players, they discontinued those, but the Zune marketplace and the podcast directory of Zune is still alive and kicking today and is very much integrated into Windows Phone 7. Am I correct in stating all of that?
Correct. It's the whole kind of Zune podcast experience is built into the phone itself. It's actually, the catalog is there. You can subscribe to podcasts. You can stream podcasts directly to the phone. You can download them. The full functionality is built right into the phone, into the core of the operating system.
for podcasters who are listening to the podcast report here, they have already submitted themselves, let's say, to iTunes. Maybe they've even already heard about Stitcher Radio and they've went and got themselves submitted there, but they weren't quite, or maybe even they've got into BlackBerry because, you know, there's a BlackBerry directory, but they didn't know that Zune was actually how they could get into the Windows phone and that they could get baked into that directory. If they were not aware of that, how would someone go about getting their podcast feed submitted to you as soon as possible?
It's actually really complex. No, just kidding. Just send me an email, rob@zune.net, and I'd be more than happy to add you to the catalog.
Excellent. That's all you got to do, my friends. Now, why we have you on here today is because you have graciously agreed to come on board the podcasting track and to lead an entire session, a panel session, panel discussion about the future of podcast distribution. Okay, easy for me to say, distribution and content strategies moving forward. Can you tell us a little bit about what you're going to cover in that session?
Well, really what I'm trying to do is to have an open, frank discussion about what the future of podcast distribution will probably look like or maybe look like. So there's going to be some speculation about how this area is going to evolve here over the next few years. And I think that the panelists that I have can really shed a light on how that might play out. And so that's what I want to cover in this panel, is just to kind of help podcasters have a clear understanding of where the trends are, where is content podcast specifically distribution moving towards, and what are the big players, right, that really you should be focused on, and a small thing like, you know, will Zune and the Apple iTunes platform be really important to the future of podcasts? And I think it's a valid question, and we will cover it in the session.
That is excellent. And who can you tell us is going to be on the panel, and why did you choose those individuals?
Well, all of the panelists have some hand in the distribution of podcasts, you know, from a large network perspective. And then, you know, some of the other ones are kind of working in the next generation content platforms. So, you know, we've got Todd Cochran from Raw Voice, who runs quite a few podcast platforms, and can really, you know, I think he's got like, I don't know, 15,000 podcasters that he manages. So he can really bring a strong kind of view of what's happening in a macro kind of picture of where the distribution is happening, and where he sees the trends moving towards. And then I also have a unique panelist too. His name is Casey Whalen, and he is the producer of a radio drama called We're Alive. And he has a unique kind of experience really around two areas, around the strategy that he used to distribute his podcast, which is really kind of a radio drama. So it's not a traditional podcast that most people would think of, but he really experienced some strong success in growing that series. And he's also a really, really talented producer of content. So I want him to talk about where he sees opportunities for podcasters from a content strategy perspective to talk about those issues. And then Noah Schunk, who is the founder and CEO of Stitcher, is also going to be on the panel. And Stitcher is what I would call at this point kind of that next generation distribution platform for mobile. And he is actually, I think, really at the cutting edge of where podcast syndication and distribution is, and probably where it's going. And that's to give you a little bit of a peek about what we're going to talk about. And then Rob Walsh, who runs podcaster relations for Wizard and Libsyn, who is really, I would say, the founder of podcast distribution from a kind of like a network hosting platform. They actually built, I would say, the earliest and least expensive podcast platform for podcasters. And it's a very powerful platform. So he can bring also kind of a macro view, because they also manage about, I don't know, 15,000 podcasters as well. So I think the combination of the panelists will really give a good macro and focused look on where podcasts are going, kind of in a broad sense.
That is excellent. Having an idea of where the roadmap is, or where the road is leading ahead of us, is always a good thing to know. Being kept up to date with the latest in technology is important for us as podcasters. To know where this medium is going, to think about it, to be on top of our game, is going to be excellent. I'm looking forward to having you guys do this session. If anybody out there is listening, check out this session on Wednesday, June 6th at 2:30 p.m. in the afternoon. It is going to be a great session. You don't want to miss it. Rob, if somebody wanted to check out some of the content that you're producing online, where would they go to find you?
I can be found at robgreenlee.com, and I also am at Rob Greenlee, and that's G-R-E-E-N-L-E-E. I do co-host a podcast with Todd Cochran on Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, called the Saturday Morning Tech Show. So I am actually, and this is a live kind of video podcast. I hate to say that term, but it's because it's such a contradiction, right?
Why is it a contradiction? There's no contradiction in video podcast.
No, live video podcast.
Oh, live. Okay,
yeah,
I gotcha.
Yeah.
So it's a video podcast that, while it's being recorded, is being streamed live.
Correct. And it's a little bit of a contradiction, because a podcast is an on-demand medium, right? It's not a...
Do you guys not put it in an RSS feed afterwards?
Oh, no. It's still a full podcast.
Okay.
It's both, but I get a little queasy when I say live video podcast. That's all.
Gotcha. It is a video podcast that had a live recorded format.
Correct.
See? Yes. That's easy.
Anyway, that is easy. That's right.
Rob, I am looking forward to seeing you again in NYC, my friends. And here's the deal, folks. If you guys want to meet Rob and talk to him about the future of content distribution and where podcasting is heading down the road after the session, one of the things I know about Rob is he's happy to talk with you, hear your suggestions. If you've got anything you want to talk to him about, he'll be there. And Rob, thank you so much for coming on to the Podcast Report.
Well, thank you for inviting me, Cliff.
All right, my friends, and to avoid this thing from becoming about an hour or more in length, we're going to next move on to our next interview with Daniel J. Lewis, who is also a podcaster about podcasting, and he's going to tell us about how you can come to Blog World and New Media Expo and literally learn how to podcast before you leave. All right, my friends, I am on the line now with Daniel J. Lewis, a fellow podcaster about podcasting and a close personal friend of mine who happens to live just down the road. And I'm just now thinking, Daniel, why on earth are you not in studio with me right now?
You know, I wondered that same thing, but when I got the email invitation to have this conversation with you, it said call Cliff on Skype. So I figured he probably has a reason.
I literally, we could have actually had two cans with a string between the two of us. But anyway, I'm glad to have you on the Podcast Report. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you. It's an honor to be working with you on this.
Well, Daniel, I tell you what, one of the things that I want to let people know is that you are doing some amazing things in podcasting. In fact, I was very excited to see how well PodCamp Cincinnati, the very first ever PodCamp Cincinnati, was put together. And that's something that you dreamed up and led the charge on that. And I just want to say that was a wonderful event, and I hope that we have more of those to come.
Thank you. It was an awesome place at the Northern Kentucky University Griffin Hall. And I am working on the planning for PodCamp Cincinnati 2 for around the same time, October 2012.
That is awesome. Tell people real quickly how you got entered into the world of podcasting. When did you first learn about podcasting, and how did you get into it yourself?
I had found podcasting through iTunes shortly after iTunes had enabled the podcast directory, and I just started looking for things I was interested in. And two podcasts I started listening to were This Week in Tech and The Jesus Geek from John Wilkerson. And those were, that was it. I actually carried my laptop around in my car in order to listen to podcasts back then because I didn't even have an iPod.
Yeah.
And along the way, I heard about another comedy podcast that was scripted, and it was about a comic fictional life of a web designer. And I'm also a freelance web designer now. And it appealed to me, and I listened to it, and I thought, I could do this. I've had audio and video production experience in my background, so I could do this. This sounds like fun. So I decided to look into doing it. But then around the same time was when I got on Twitter and met you because we're local, and I had asked a mutual friend who else is in Cincinnati that's podcasting or involved with this, and he connected me with you, and we got together for lunch one time, and the combination of you and also Callie Lewis's podcast, Geek Brief, that was on back then, both of you basically said the same thing, is just do it. So I decided, even though I don't have much equipment, even though I don't have a huge plan, I'm just going to do it and see how it goes. And after a year of trying to podcast, then I finally made a commitment and decided that I'm going to take this seriously and podcast weekly. And then that's when things really started taking off.
Sweet. And I know you've created a clean comedy podcast. You have, and then all of a sudden you moved into, I think, a critical Christian thinking review of movies.
Yes.
And stuff like that. Today you're doing the Audacity to Podcast, which is a podcast about podcasting. And also you've entered into what I like to call gateway content, which is the Once Upon a Time podcast or fan podcast.
Yeah, it's at oncepodcast.com. And that has been amazing because now I'm seeing what you saw when you started the Lost podcast. I'm seeing this massive community of very loyal fans who are so excited to talk about something and just eating up the content. And it's really fun too.
I see that you're getting ready to put on your first meetup for the finale. Is that coming this Sunday?
Yeah, we're having the finale this Sunday. Now, we didn't get to make it as big as we'd hoped. So it's mostly just a few local friends of us getting together. But now we've learned a lot more about what local venues work. And we're looking forward to maybe having a bigger premiere or season two finale party next year.
Excellent. Well, one of the reasons why I wanted you on the podcast report, of course, is to talk about the two sessions that you'll be leading, Podcasting 101 Part 1 and Podcasting 101 Part 2. Can you give people just a little bit of a feel for what these what the purpose of the sessions are and the type of content that will be covered?
Yeah, both of these sessions will approach podcasting from two very important perspectives, and it will contain several of the major podcasting experts, myself, Dave Jackson, Ray Ortega, and Dan Lyon. And I wish you could be involved too, but I know you're really busy. But the first session, part one, will be about how podcasting works, really laying a foundation for podcasting. Like, why should we podcast? What are the benefits of podcasting? Making some of the decisions about a podcast before you actually start. So like your format, what you want to podcast about, what you're going to call it, how you can plan out, how frequently you want to do it, whether it's audio or video, live, pre-recorded, how long it should be, solo, co-host, all of this. And we'll also have some open Q&A about the foundational information for podcasting.
Sweet. And you're breaking that up into the two parts. So basically there'll be the, you know, what do you need to think about before you get started? And then there'll be another session that talks about the equipment, post-production, RSS feed setups. Basically, somebody could come to the conference, am I right? And if they had no idea how to podcast, they could leave the conference with a majority, if not all, the information they need to go home and have a podcast up and running by the end of the weekend.
Right. What we're going to give them is, especially in the first session, we'll give them the knowledge and the foundation they need to know about podcasting and know what they want to do with podcasting. And the second session, we'll be giving them the tools to do it. We'll tell them where to go to learn about this tool or what tools we recommend using for podcasting So we can't give a complete how-to in the second session. There's just not enough time for that. But they will know, these are the tools I should use. These are the places I should go to learn about these tools for free. So I can go home, get started podcasting right away, and learn as I go.
That is excellent. And what's great is, actually, before we talk about when it's happening and the calendar and the way that I design the calendar for somebody who wants to learn how to podcast and go away from this event and get started, I would love for you to tell me who else is going to be on this panel with you.
Well, we've got Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting. I think he is one of the pioneers of podcasting about podcasting. And we also have Ray Ortega from the Podcaster Studio. Ray brings with this a lot of video experience because Ray also produces some video podcasts for clients. So he's going to be great and valuable in helping people see what kind of tools they can use if they want to do a video podcast. Then we've also got Dan Lyons from Australia originally. Now he's from the United Kingdom. And he has an actual professional radio background. So he brings a great experience of radio production and what it takes to take this really professional. And what about dealing with co-hosts or special guests, famous guests, celebrities, and professional side of this. And then I, from the Audacity to Podcast, kind of heading things up and looking at things also from the perspective of what can we do now? What kind of equipment can we work with now? Like free software, like Audacity, and then upgrade to bigger things later on.
Sweet. Well, it's definitely a great panel of people that that you'll have to learn from. If you guys want to check out the session, I'd love to tell you how the schedule is going to work out. The idea is that if you're coming to the podcasting panels, the podcasting track sessions, and this is a very big area of interest for you, the first 2 days of the conference is a lot of background, hopefully a lot of things that will inspire you to say, wow, I want to get started. And I purposely started Thursday, the final day of the conference. The first two sessions that start at 10:15 and 11:30, that's the Podcasting 101 Part 1 and the Podcasting 101 Part 2. So you can actually stay. Matter of fact, and what I would recommend is you stay in this one room the entire day. Well, okay, leave to go to lunch, then come back. Because here's what you're going to have. At 10:15 in the morning, you'll have Podcasting 101 Part 1 and Podcasting 101 Part 2. We'll follow that at 11:30. Then there's a lunch break, and then come right back to that same room because at 2:30 in the afternoon, myself, Father Roderick, Justin Lucas Savage, and I think I have one other person. Let me just real quickly take a look and see who else is there. My screen just went off here. And Lane Amon. The four of us will be doing a session called How to Build a Thriving Community Around Your Podcast. So number one, you're going to get the thoughts behind it, then the tools to do it, and then, okay, now you have a podcast. Here's how you build a community. And then the very final session of the day that day is going to be the state of podcasting for 2012 and what to think about the stats about how many people are out there listening, the growth of podcasts, the future of podcasts. It's going to be great. So, Daniel, I can't thank you enough for putting together this introductory, this instructional training format for podcasting with all the other podcasters out there who love to podcast about podcasting just as much as you and I do.
It will be great. And I think some people's heads might explode from the awesomeness of podcasting and information that will be shared from those sessions and from just the entire week at BlogWorld.
It's going to be an awesome time. I'll see you in New York.
Thank you, Cliff.
All right, my friends, the next interview I have for you is T. Morris. Some people will say that he is the guy who wrote the book on podcasting. At least he was the co-author of Podcasting for Dummies. And I have a recorded interview with T to share with you right now. All right, my friends, I have T. Morris on the line with me today. Thank you for coming on to the podcast report, T.
Thank you very much for having me there, Cliff. I appreciate it.
I'll tell you what, man, you've been busy lately, and we're excited about all the things that are going on for you. First and foremost, there may be some folks out there that don't quite know who T. Morris is, the guy who helped write the book of podcasting when it comes to Podcasting for Dummies and some of your earlier day stuff. Tell us a little bit about how you first entered the world of podcasting.
It was a long time ago. We were podcasting with tin cans and string. Evo Terra and I got together and we were the guys behind Podcasting for Dummies, which was one of the biggest books in social media. And I've been actually keeping tabs with Blog World. Rick Calvert reached out to me. He wanted me to return to Blog World after a brief break. And it's been a nice return. It's been a really fast on, full on return. And I brought my lovely brushing bride with me, Pip Ballantyne, last year, and we had a blast. In fact, you can actually look it up. Mark Yoshimoto Nemkov. We were double dipping at a Blog World LA last year. We also were working. We were guests over at Kamikaze Expo because we had a steampunk novel come out. And the way we tied it all together is when we did our appearance over there, still in our steampunk garb, we came back over to Blog World, and that was the most attention I've ever gotten at a Blog World because I had the hat, the bowler, the goggles, the whole spiel, and my wife Pip had the laser pistol and everything. And then we went on Mark Yoshimoto Nemkov's .tv, and we did an entire interview on steampunk right on the fly, and it was a blast. And it harkened me back to the days of when I was a guest over at the Podcast and Portable Media Expo in Ontario. So it's great to be at Blog World. It's great to be in Blog World New York talking about the state of podcasting for 2012. Then a topic that's near and dear to my heart, which is Real Spiel, where I talk about the monetization of podcasting or the monetization of social media in general, what to expect from a realistic point of view. There's one more panel that I'm very excited about, and these are for the real creative content types out there. It's called Book to Podcast and Back Again. And we talk about social media from a publishing perspective, podcasting from a publishing perspective. And not only is it going to be myself and Evo Terra, you know, two of the guys behind podiobooks.com. Where is it? There you go. But we also have a couple of people from HarperCollins joining us for that panel. HarperCollins has been very supportive with Pip and myself in the promotion and using social media to promote our steampunk novel, Phoenix Rising, a Ministry of Peculiar Occurrences novel. And the week before Blog World New York, the sequel, The Janus Affair, is coming out. And we're having, we've got a book trailer set up. We've got the podcast Tales in the Archives. We've got that going. And we've got a Twitter feed. And all this stuff, HarperCollins has been standing behind us and supporting us. So they're going to bring to the perspective, here's how traditional publishers are handling social media and podcasts and how they regard what we do, not just from a creative perspective, but a marketing perspective as well.
This is pretty exciting stuff. I find that more and more publishers are reaching out to podcasters these days, especially those who are podcasting their own works.
And it's because a lot of people who listen to podcasts, at least in the circles that my wife and I travel in, they're also avid readers. They're very transmedia, as J.C. Hutchins would say. The idea is that by calling up our contacts at HarperCollins and bringing them in, it's a nice little crossover because the Book Expo America is also happening at the same time as Blog World. So, and what we're doing is we're bridging the gap and we're showing how, you know, I remember back in the day, back in 05 and 06, when people were talking about, oh, new media is going to replace traditional media. And I felt like I was the one guy that was going, no, it's not going to work that way. Traditional media is set. But what we both have to realize, both traditional and new media have to realize, is that they need each other. Mm. Social media, you gain success in social media through establishing yourself also with traditional media. And there's a reason why the big heavy hitters of social media are people like Ricky Gervais, are people like HBO and ESPN and NPR. They're traditional media that look at social media as their next step. But at the same time, traditional media, to survive in this world of portable media and quickly consumed media and instantaneous media, they have to understand how social media works and they have to embrace it. So it's not an issue of when bringing in HarperCollins, it's like, oh, you know, traditional media is finally figuring it out. They're slowly getting there. But at the same time, they understand. They're not saying, well, we're going to abandon what we've done and embrace social media. It's we have to understand social media, but social media also understands that we're here to help them, not replace or anything. It's not a Thunderdome.
Absolutely.
It's not Thunderdome, you know? And I'm looking forward to that panel a lot because it'd be great to get back up there with Evo, and I and Pip will be the Swiss of the panel because we're playing both sides of the card. you know?
Right. Hey, I want to talk to you real quickly about the Real Spiel panel. This is another monetization panel. We actually have two monetization panels here at Podcasting Track for Blog World New Media Expo NYC. I want to just get a feel, just give folks an idea of just one thing that you'll be talking about. What's one avenue of generating income for podcasters that you found extremely successful?
For me, the most successful stream of income that I had as a podcaster wasn't the podcast itself, but it was in what the podcast was marketing. Perfect example is Tales from the Archives, and you can find that out at ministryofpeculiarcurrences.com. And what we were offering, because what you have to understand is that the majority of podcasts out there are free. And it's real hard when you've got two podcasts, both talking about the same thing, but then you got some people that are saying, well, we're going to monetize our podcast and sell it episode by episode, versus the people that are like, well, we're going to give it away for free. So the question is, how do you leverage that? And what we talk about with Tales from the Archives is, and how we generate income, is that we're using the podcast as an extension of what we are marketing. So it becomes something of a hybrid between a commercial and an information, not an infomercial, because it's actually entertaining.
Right.
And you're getting into it. A great traditional media example I can give is the cartoon Yu-Gi-Oh! I know this is getting really geeky, but just track with me. If you ever watched an episode of Yu-Gi-Oh!, there was about maybe 10 minutes of plot. The other 25 minutes teach you how to play the game. It was a cartoon you got for free, but it was teaching you and marketing the game. Right. That's the way podcasts, for me, worked the most efficiently and profitably, was that we would create this original content. And if people wanted more content, well, not only do you have this podcast, but we got a book. We got a full-on novel here, and it takes you even deeper into the world.
Right.
And then that way people who have picked up the book, well, they get a bonus because they go, wait a minute, there's a podcast here as well. People who picked up the podcast are really enjoying it, and they're going, well, what do I do in between seasons? Oh, hey, there's a book. So it's a win-win all around. And that's part of what we're going to be talking about more in depth on that panel.
Well, T, I am absolutely looking forward to it. I'm so thankful that you're going to be coming and be a part of this. I think it's going to be the biggest turnout of podcasters that we've ever had at a Blog World event. It's just going to be an amazing place. Look forward to seeing you there. Thank you very much.
You bet, Cliff. See you in New York.
All right, my friends, I have Pip Ballantyne on the line with me right now, who has been around the world with podcasting. Pip, welcome to the Podcast Report.
Thanks for letting me be here, Cliff.
Well, you know, I have heard a lot of things about you, and I understand that you've had quite the journey through the world of podcasting. And the first thing that I would like to do is kind of get a feel for how you first found out about podcasting, and when did that first happen?
Well, the person totally responsible was T. Morris, unfortunately. Yeah. I found about podcasting in 2005, actually. T was talking to me about, he was recording his book, Moravi, and he was not pressuring, just encouraging me to get into podcasting my book, Weaver's Web. And I caved in. And at the beginning of 2006, I started podcasting the novel in its entirety.
You're not from the United States. You're from New Zealand. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. And I was the first podcast author from New Zealand, which isn't saying a great deal since there's only 4 million people, but I'm hanging on to that title.
Is there anything unique about being a podcaster from the perspective of being somebody outside of the United States?
Well, I noticed that I got a lot more attention being a podcaster outside the bounds of America. Unique, I would say that as being a New Zealander, it gave me a lot of opportunities to reach an audience that I just didn't have, small population. And by podcasting my books, I did 4 in total, I managed to reach out beyond my small community to this absolutely massive community, not just in America, but in Britain and Estonia and other sorts of amazing places. And it kind of blew my mind at first how I started to get these emails from people all over the world. And gave me a little toehold into America, and I used it to become a fully fledged New York published author.
Do you find that in the early days people were listening to your podcast because they were intrigued and enjoyed your New Zealand accent?
Yeah, actually, I think the accent thing kind of worked for me, and that's why I'm planning on keeping it. yeah, they were. And it was, I guess it was probably a little bit exotic for them, but I find Americans just as exotic. So it certainly gave me a point of difference from everybody else.
Well, you got started back early in the early days of podcasting, and really you and T and Evo, you guys were creating and paving a way for authors to really get the way word out and market their brand, I guess, or actually their books as well through podcasting. And you guys are going to be talking about that in a special panel at Blogworld NYC. You want to tell us a little bit about what kind of stories will be told if people wanted to come to the session? It's titled From Book to Podcast and Back Again.
We'll be talking a little bit about the adventures in podcasting, things we've learned, things we've done that we shouldn't have done and probably don't want to encourage other people to do. Hopefully I'll be getting a chance to talk about, you know, being an outsider and the excitement, and my life has been totally changed by podcasting. So I'd like to encourage other people to do it and see where that takes them.
I just want to say thank you as a podcaster for coming out and participating in the podcasting track for Blog World. And I guess I'll see you in New York City.
You know, I'm excited too.
All right, my friends. And now to move into our final interview for this episode, number 9 of the podcast report, we're going to turn things over to David Barr Kirtley, and he's going to talk about how science fiction can change the world with podcasting. All right, my friends, I am on the line with David Barr Kirtley. David, thank you so much for coming on to the podcast report.
Yep, sure.
Hey, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into the world of podcasting.
Well, I'm a fantasy and science fiction author. I write short stories. I published about 30 fantasy, science fiction, and horror short stories in different magazines and anthologies. And I got into podcasting a little over 2 years ago when my best friend, John Joseph Adams, who's a fantasy and science fiction book publisher, suggested that we should do a podcast together. And he at the time was writing, he wrote a bunch of nonfiction articles for different places, but one of the places he was writing for was Tor.com, the website of a major science fiction book publisher. So we started out doing the podcast for them, interviewing science fiction authors and talking about science fiction.
And what's your experience been with podcasting? Has it helped benefit your personal brand? Has it taken your professional life to a whole new level? Or has it helped you gain a more loyal following? What's been your experience so far?
Yeah, I mean, I think it certainly increased my public profile. I've been writing for or publishing fiction for about 20 years, and typically only people who really pay attention, typically only other newer writers know who I have known who I am, because they're the only ones who pay close attention to the short fiction magazines and really pay attention to the names of new authors. But I've sort of been used to going to events for 20 years and meeting people repeatedly and having them not have any idea who I am, even after I've met them 6 times. Doing the podcast has certainly increased the number of people who know who I am. And even if they don't know who I am, they know the name of the podcast. And when I mention it, you know, almost everyone I've talked to in the science fiction community has at least heard of it.
Excellent. What is the name of the podcast?
It's called Geek's Guide to the Galaxy. We're big Douglas Adams fans, obviously.
Sweet. And where can people find that if they were wanting to check it out?
Well, we have a website at geeksguideshow.com. And I'm very proud of our website. You know, it's very easy to find all our past episodes and see who the guests are and see what the topics are and download them.
You're going to be doing a session for us at Blog World, which, by the way, first and foremost, I want to thank you personally for taking the lead on this. Can you tell us the name of your session and a little bit about what's going to be covered there?
Well, the session is called How Science Fiction Podcasting Can Save the World. And that's what we're going to talk about. I mean, we're all really passionate about science fiction, and not just as entertainment, but as something that can get people interested in science, get people interested in thinking about the future and creating community and things like that. And so we're going to be talking about just how podcasting is enabling us to reach a whole new audience, a whole new international audience, lots of people that I never would have been able to communicate with before. And so the panel I've lined up are a bunch of my friends from New York who are also, you know, science fiction writers and editors. If you've listened to the podcast, we have guest geeks come on who are kind of friends of ours who join us for the discussions. And so all the panelists will be people we've had on the show as guest geeks. So we've got Grady Hendrix is, you know, a science fiction author, and he also organizes the New York Asian Film Festival, where they screen movies that are too disgusting and disturbing to get shown anywhere else. But he was a big fan of them, and so organized that because he wanted to get together with other people who shared his tastes. And then we've got Matt London, who's a writer, and he's also in graduate school at NYU studying film. And then his wife, Jordan Hammersley London, is a children's book editor at Penguin Books. And all of them are very into new media and very tech savvy. And they're all on Twitter all the time and stuff like that.
Excellent. Well, I'll tell you what, it sounds like a fascinating lineup for an area of podcasting that I haven't paid enough attention to. I know that it's been huge, even going back to the early beginnings of podcasting. There are some authors out there, specifically science fiction authors, who are making some great waves and paved a major path for many podcasters. So I'm looking forward to checking out your session. It looks like it's going to be on Thursday, June 7th at 3:45 p.m. It looks like it's one of the final sessions of the event. So looking forward to it. Is this your first Blog World experience, or have you been to some of the events in the past?
No, this is my first time.
Excellent. Well, I look forward to meeting you there, and I hope that some other folks out there that are listening to your podcast will be coming to see you guys and getting to meet you face to face. And I'm certainly hoping that many of the people here on the Podcast Report who are science fiction fans who may not have heard about your show yet, that they'll check it out. And I just want to say thank you very much for taking the time to come on to the Podcast Report, and more importantly, for taking your time to come out to the event and sharing your session with us.
Oh, thank you. I'm really looking forward to it.
All right, my friends. And just one last item I want to share with you before we wrap up this episode and close things out with the music here in just a minute. I do have a little bit of an update from my good friend Jeffrey Powers. And he's going to tell us a little bit about what he's going to be doing from Blog World's show floor.
Hey, Cliff, and everybody that's listening out there from the Podcast Report. This is Jeffrey Powers from Geekazine.com and your podcast editor at large for Blog World and New Media Expo. Of course, I'll be out in New York on June 5th through the 7th, so you can come and catch me. I will be doing some live streaming during the event. I got a nice little unit from a company called Cerevo where you can actually hook it up directly to the camera. So I'm going to be walking around the event doing live streams through Ustream and getting your reaction of what you think of Blog World. So check it out. It'll be mostly around the expo. Of course, I'll be heading in. You'll see me popping my head into sessions every now and then. Check out some of the great tracks on podcasting. Everything that Cliff put together. It is a stellar session. So check it all out. And of course, there's many other tracks that you can check out there as well. And of course, look for me. Of course, you can find me on Twitter over at Geekazine. Think magazine. Take out the mag. Put in a geek. And of course, if you want to submit any video for Blog World TV, you can do that by emailing me at Jeff@blogworldexpo.com. Jeff@blogworldexpo.com. Thanks a lot, Cliff, and we will see you next week in New York City.
All right, Jeff, I am looking forward to it. It is going to be a blast, and my friends, it is now time to play that music. That's right, my friends. This is going to be the final episode before the event, and I hope to see you there. My friends, if you want to check out the live streaming stuff, you can probably follow Jeff over at twitter.com/geekazine or twitter.com/blogworldexpo. I'm sure they'll be tweeting out, letting you know how you can take part in that live streaming content that's going to be coming. Hey, if you are not able to come to Blog World, don't forget you can sign up for the virtual ticket and have access to every single session of Blog World and New Media Expo. Just head over to Blog World and New Media Expo and use promo code GSPN10 to get 10% off. I think that's it. There's a lot. I look forward to seeing you all in Blog World, New York City, and New Media Expo next week, my friends, in 5 days. See you there. And I'll come back in about a week or so with an update about how things went. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.